1 week after Vladimir Zelensky left Washington empty-handed without long-range US Tomahawk missiles, the Ukrainian president arrived in London, still seeking them out. Ukrainian refugees welcoming Zelensky before he and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer got down to business. International allies of Ukraine joining the meeting in person, with Canada's Defence Minister David McGuinty and other leaders attending via video link.
We also need to continue to step up our military support to Ukraine. Air defence capacities, long-range capabilities, drones and anti-drone system.
The so-called Coalition of the Willing did not make any concrete announcement, but leaders were united in their desire to see Ukraine get more long-range missiles, weapons that can strike energy targets deep inside Russia with much more force than Ukrainian drones.
And pushing the case for long range. It is really important that we do have long range, and those discussions are ongoing.
The leaders keen as ever to praise Donald Trump as they move away from Russian oil and gas. The US president sanctioned Russia this week, a move that appeared to trigger China and India to suspend some Russian oil imports.
And they show once again that President Trump is absolutely committed to end this war and bring a lasting peace to Ukraine.
On Friday, Russian airstrikes hit the Ukrainian city of Kherson, killing at least two people.